Once upon a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they would become when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars and said, "I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I'll be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world." The second little tree looked out at a nearby stream. "I want to be traveling mighty waters and carrying powerful kings. I'll be the strongest ship in the world." The third little tree looked down into the valley below, where people worked in a busy town. "I don't want to leave the mountaintop at all. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they'll raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world." Mole rose from his hole to greet the day, squinting his eyes in his usual way. And as they adjusted to the bright sunlight, he spotted a creature nearly twice his height.
"Good morning, Mole," said Mr. Mink. "It's a lovely day, don't you think? Come a little closer and take a seat. I've set the table. It's time to eat."
"What's for breakfast?" said Mole without a clue.
"Not what, but who," said Mr. Mink. "And that would be you."
Getting older means a world of change, but some things still stay the same. Like being at risk for type 1 diabetes. Because type 1 can happen at any age. So screen it like you mean it. Even if just one person in your family has type 1, you're up to 15 times more likely to get it, too. Screen it like you mean it. Because one blood test could help you spot type 1 long before you need insulin. So don't wait. Screen it like you mean it.
The cutting-edge safety science of today that's shaping tomorrow is grounded in a powerful legacy. In 1893, a mere 22 years after the city was destroyed by fire, Chicago is reborn and ready to host the World's Fair. The fairgrounds will showcase the largest demonstration of the power of electricity to date. It will change the world. But fire insurance underwriters don't understand the risks of this new technology on such a large scale. Enter William H. Merrill, Jr., a graduate of MIT's new electrical engineering program. The Chicago Association of Underwriters dispatches him to inspect the installations and determine the fire risks. Merrill's work secures insurance for the fair. He also receives financial backing to realize his dream of creating a safety testing laboratory.